address the altar call program. My friend, I never in my lifetime, I had never even been in a church. At 28 years old, I had never heard no preaching. I'd never been around the house of God. And that night that I got saved, this preacher invited me to an old-fashioned altar to kneel there in the sawdust at a tent revival that I'd went to, and I got saved. And right after that, within 30 days after I was saved, I was already called to preach. And when I started this broadcast almost 30 years ago, because I'd never knelt at an altar before, I called this the altar call program. But the reason I do that, my friend, is because at the end of each and every broadcast that I've done for 30 years, I tried to give an invitation for each person under the sound of my voice to come to Christ. If you're not saved, or if you are saved and you've drifted away, you're cold and indifferent, that you might take and you might rededicate your life to the Lord and get back on the firing line. Now, in a few minutes, I'm going to give you our address. And then every week, what I'd like you to do, if you would, if you got any Bible questions, I'm going to, at this address I'll give you, if you got any Bible questions you'd like answered, or any way that we might be able to help, you got prayer requests, or whatever it might be, we'd be so happy to reply to you. I want you to know that. And I want to thank God for our friends that we got in that area out there listening to us. I really mean that. Amen. In a few minutes, we're going to play you a song that my next door neighbor, I was invited to the Victory Baptist Church over Jasper, and I carried my next door neighbor over there, and he went there that morning with us, and he sung, and I'm going to have him on here singing here in just a minute. And so I'd like to welcome each one of you. Amen. May God bless you. Now, each and every week, I try to have some Bible questions that is wrote in sometimes, some serious, some not too serious. Amen. So I hope that, but maybe each and every time that you hear it, that you will catch my drift. Amen. But like I say, the most important thing that I want to do is try my friend to help you to see you fired up before you go to the house of God on Sunday morning. That's what this broadcast is put on, to get folks saved and to see the saved fired up. Amen. Now, like I said, I'm an old-fashioned Baptist preacher. Amen. People say, Brother Johnny, what would you be if you wouldn't be a Baptist? I say, I'd be ashamed. Amen. Amen. Now, I want you to know, amen, listen, I'm not one of those tulip Baptists that believe you're born saved, you're born lost. Amen. I'm not one of them daisy Baptists that go around and says, he loves me, he loves me not, he loves me, he loves me not. They don't know if they're in, they don't know if they're out. I'm not one of those lily Baptists. You know, a lily Baptist is one don't toil or neither spin. Amen. I like to spin. Amen. I really do. Amen. Now, I want you to know something else. Like I say, I want to be a voice. I want to be like John the Baptist. Amen. I want to be a voice crying in the wilderness. Amen. I don't want to be an echo, just echoing everything everybody else says. Amen. Preach the same thing everybody else preaches. Amen. I want God to use me. Amen. Because I got saved. Amen. I believe, bless God, God called me to heal the dead, cast out the sick, raise the devil. Amen. Amen. I believe, bless God, that's where any preacher ought to be. If he's got to preach him, amen. Bless God. I don't want to get to the place like Jonah was. You remember how Jonah was? Old Jonah done got to the place, bless God, he lost his desire to preach. Amen. I don't want to be that. Thank God. I've been preaching for 30 years. Hallelujah to God. I still got the desire to preach. I love to preach. Amen. Amen. In fact, if you think that I don't love to preach, you invite me to your church. Amen. I'll be there. Amen. But Brother Johnny just loves to preach. Amen. Not only did Jonah lose his desire to preach, he lost his desire to pray. Amen. And amen. Bless God. He needed to listen to amen. Listen, he lost his desire to pray. He lost his desire to be where God wanted him to be. Amen. Amen. And so I want you to know, bless God, I don't want to be like old Jonah. Amen. I want to be like John the Baptist. Amen. Now, here's the questions of the week, my friend. Like I say, if you got some questions, write them in. We'd be so happy to answer them. And like I say, some is cute and comical, and some of them is dead serious. But somebody asked me sometime back, said, Brother Johnny, do you believe in flying saucers? Do you believe in flying saucers? I said, yes. Hold it now. Yes, I do believe in flying saucers. Amen. Don't you pass out now. The reason I say I believe in flying saucers is every time when I talked to my wife about buying a new van, amen, I begin to see flying saucers. Amen. Because she gets upset. Amen. Now, amen. So I hope that you enjoyed that. Amen. But what Brother John is trying to say is, listen, we ought to be excited about this thing about serving Christ. And listen, I mean, we got to get up with an enthusiasm this Sunday morning. We got another opportunity to live in the land of the living and to go to a house of God. I hope this morning that you got a preacher that's fired up. I hope that you prayed that God get on that man. I hope that he's so full of the Holy Ghost that if a mosquito bit him, that he'd be flying off and singing, there's power in the blood. Amen. Another question that I got, some people ask sometimes, Brother Johnny, what does it mean in the Bible by the quick and the dead. Well, I had to think just for a minute, and this is what I told him. I said, well, after the preacher gets through preaching, and he says that last prayer, if you ain't quick to get out of that parking lot on Sunday morning, you'll be dead. Amen. And that's about what that means. Amen. But anyway, I got this song that I want to give to you, and I hope and pray that it'll be a blessing to you. Now, like I say, this was done at the Victory Baptist Church right there in your hometown right there. Amen. Now, my next-door neighbor, I'll be in revival this coming week, starting today in Tullahoma at the Baptist Mission here in Tullahoma. Then next week I'll be in revival in Murfreesboro. Then the following week I'll be in revival over in Virginia. Amen. So I hope that you will pray for these meetings and pray. And the reason that I'm making these announcements and these things like this is I want you to know what kind of a preacher we are and what kind of singing that we like. Amen. Because, my friend, listen to what Brother John is trying to tell you. It's not going to be long. Christ is coming back. He's going to rapture us out of this place, and we're going to be home with him. Amen. In fact, amen, I plan on leaving a reef on my front door. You know on that reef what it's going to say? It's going to say, hey, listen, you know what it's going to say? It's going to say, gone to see my boss and to suffer my loss, and I'll be back on my horse. Amen. 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 Because, my friend, we know that Jesus went in to Jerusalem on the back of a mule, but bless God, he's coming back on a white stallion. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Now, here's this song, and my friend, I hope that this will be a blessing to you.
Yeah.
Amen, radio listeners. I know that you enjoy that. Amen. Now, he's going to be singing with us now this week in revival over in Tullahoma. So if you can possibly make it, amen. Now, I want to preach you a message here for a few short minutes that I got left. I had to, but since it's our first broadcast, to make an introduction, let you know who I am, and to let you know we're an old-fashioned Baptist preacher, what kind of singing we like. Amen. I bless God. I hate to hear these preachers preach about 6 months, then you find out what there's something else. Amen. I want you to know, bless God, I'm a man on a mission, and amen, and not a mission impossible. I'm for real, amen, 100% genuine. I like what the Bible said in Romans chapter 10, verse 13. The Bible said, listen to me now, friend. The Bible said in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, so whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Now, that don't matter what you are, what standard of life you are, whether you're fat, rich, short, tall, skinny, black, white, or whatever. God, the Bible said, whosoever, and that's what I am. I'm a whosoever man, amen. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But I like this verse. The Bible says in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, and in verse 25, the Bible said, and when his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, it is impossible. With God, all things are possible. I'd like to preach you a message here for a few short minutes this morning on who then can be saved. Now, I've done told you, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But I got some a list of folks that I'd like to give you here for a few short minutes. Amen. The Bible says that in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 39, the Bible said that John the Baptist came from the hill country. Amen. So that goes to show me, amen, that mountain people can be saved. I'm so glad to know, amen, if you think mountain folks can't be saved, amen, you go up to Tracy, Tennessee. I got some of the best friends that ever walked in shoe leather that live up in Tracy City and all over the mountains up in East Tennessee. Amen. And they'll tell you right now that God can save mountain people. Amen. Now, I want you to know not only can God save mountain people, amen, God can save black people. Amen. Now, if you think that he can't save black people, amen, what you need to do, you need to ask Simon of Cyrene, amen, that God saved the one that carried the cross for Christ up Calvary's Hill, amen, amen, that carried part of the way up Calvary's Hill, and his two sons, Rufus and Alexander, got saved. So not only can mountain people get saved, but black folks can get saved, and not only that, but white folks can get saved, because I is one, amen, amen, so I know, bless God, white folks can get saved. I want you to know that the Bible said that adulterers can get saved. The Bible said in John's Gospel, chapter 8, that there was a woman caught in the very act of adultery, and Jesus forgave her of her sin. Not only can adulterers be saved, but fishermen can be saved. If you think not, you can ask Peter and John. They can tell you that fishermen can be saved. Not only that, but salesmen can be saved. Amen. The Bible said in Acts chapter 16 that Lydia was a seller of purple. Amen. So the Bible said that the Bible saved her, so therefore she got saved. Not only that, but doctors can be saved. The Bible said, and listen, well, Dr. Luke, is that right? In Colossians 4 and 14, Luke the physician is with me. Is that what it says? Not only that, IRS collectors can be saved. That's Zacchaeus, amen, the publican. Is that right? Not only that, but rich folks can be saved. Is that right? Joseph of Arimathea was a rich man, the one that loaned Christ his tomb, amen? And not only that, but poor folks can be saved. You think they can't? Lazarus got saved. Lazarus was a beggar. Not only that, but blind folks can be saved. Bartimaeus got saved. Not only that, but short folks can get saved. That's Zacchaeus. Not only that, but religious folks can get saved. And bless God, they do need to get saved. But that is the Apostle Paul. Nobody was more religious than the Apostle Paul, but he didn't have Christ. Not only that, but all folks can get saved. That's in John 3, 4. That's Nicodemus. He said, when a man yet 50 years old enter into his mother's womb, and he got saved. Is that right? Not only that, but crooked folks can get saved. The thief on the cross got saved. Not only that, but soldiers can be saved. The household of Cornelius got saved. Not only that, but smart folks can be saved. Solomon got saved, didn't he? Dumb folks can be saved. Is that right? Listen, didn't the city of Nineveh repent? And the Bible said that they didn't know their left hand from their right hand, so that shows, amen, the smart folks can be saved. Dumb folks can be saved. Hopeless folks can be saved. The man of Gadara. But not only that, my friend, all calling folks can be saved. My friend, if you're up under the sound of my voice, I bid you, my friend, I'm just trying to give you a message here. Mountain folks can be saved. Black folks be saved. White folks be saved. Adulterers be saved. Fishermen be saved. Salesmen be saved. Doctors can be saved. IRS collectors be saved. Rich folks be saved. Poor folks be saved. Blind folks. Short folks. Religious folks. Old folks. Crooked folks. Soldiers. Smart people. Dumb people. Hopeless people. And all calling people. My friend, I bid you today. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. My friend, if you're driving down the highway, or maybe you're right around Jasper. Why don't you bow your knees and say yes to the Savior? Say, God be merciful, sinner. So whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. May God bless you. Till next Sunday, Brother Johnny, signing off for the Altar Call Program.